ACCA A-Level Chemistry, Alkanes Topic 3.2, a study guide podcast episode. Hello and welcome. I'm your chemistry tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of the most important topics in AQA A-Level Chemistry, alkanes, covered in Topic 3.2 of the specification. Now I know what some of you might be thinking. Alkanes? They're just boring saturated hydrocarbons, right? Wrong. Alkanes are absolutely central to understanding organic chemistry, and more importantly, they come up in almost every A-level exam paper in some form, whether it's a question on boiling point, trends, combustion equations, cracking conditions, or the mechanism of free radical substitution. Examiners love this topic because it tests both recall and application. So in the next 10 minutes, I'm going to walk you through everything you need to know. We'll cover the core concepts clearly, then I'll give you my top exam tips, highlight the most common mistakes I see candidates make, run you through a quickfire recall quiz, and finish with a summary of the absolute must-know points. Grab a pen because you'll want to take notes. Let's go! Let's start with the basics. Alkanes are saturated hydrocarbons. That means they contain only carbon and hydrogen atoms, and all the carbon-carbon bonds are single bonds. The general formula is CnH2n+2. So methane is CH4, ethane is C2H6, propane is C3H8, and so on. They form a homologous series, meaning each successive member differs by a CH2 unit. Now, the first major concept you need to nail is physical properties, specifically boiling points. Here's the key idea. Alkanes are nonpolar molecules. The only intermolecular forces acting between them are van der Waals forces, also called London dispersion forces. These are temporary dipole-induced dipole interactions caused by the movement of electrons, creating momentary uneven charge distributions. Here's what examiners want you to say. As the chain length increases, the molecules have more electrons and a greater surface area for contact. This means the van der Waals forces between molecules are stronger. And crucially, this is the mark-winning phrase, more energy is required to overcome these forces. That's why boiling points increase as chain length increases. A common mistake? Candidates say the forces are stronger, but forget to say more energy is needed to overcome them. That second part is what earns the mark. Remember, state the force, then state the consequence. Branching also matters. Branched chain alkanes have lower boiling points than their straight chain isomers. Why? Because branched molecules are more spherical. They have a smaller surface area for contact, so the van der Waals forces are weaker and less energy is needed to separate them. Moving on to combustion. Alkanes burn in oxygen. Complete combustion produces carbon dioxide and water. For example, methane plus 2 moles of oxygen gives carbon dioxide plus 2 moles of water. Incomplete combustion, when there's insufficient oxygen, produces carbon monoxide in water or even carbon particles as soot. Carbon monoxide is toxic because it binds irreversibly to hemoglobin, preventing oxygen transport. This is why catalytic converters in cars are so important. They contain platinum and rhodium catalysts and convert harmful gases. The key equation AQA loves to ask about is 2 moles of nitrogen monoxide plus 2 moles of carbon monoxide gives nitrogen gas plus 2 moles of carbon dioxide. Learn that equation. It comes up as a recall item regularly. Another environmental concern is sulfur dioxide from burning fossil fuels containing sulfur impurities. This contributes to acid rain. The solution? Flue gas desulfurization. Two equations to memorize here. First, calcium oxide reacts with sulfur dioxide to give calcium sulfite. Second, calcium carbonate reacts with sulfur dioxide and oxygen to give calcium sulfate and carbon dioxide. This is the wet scrubbing process. ACCA frequently asks for these as recall items, so commit them to memory. Now let's talk about cracking, breaking large alkane molecules into smaller, more useful ones. There are two types, thermal cracking and catalytic cracking. Thermal cracking uses very high temperatures, between 700 and 1,200 degrees Celsius, and high pressures up to 70 atmospheres. There is no catalyst. The products are mainly alkenes, like ethene and propene, plus hydrogen. These alkenes are valuable feedstocks for making polymers and other chemicals. Catalytic cracking uses lower temperatures, around 450 to 500 degrees Celsius, slight pressure, and a zeolite catalyst. The zeolite has a porous structure that provides a large surface area. The products are mainly aromatic hydrocarbons like benzene and toluene, plus branched alkanes. These are used in high-octane motor fuels. The classic exam trap here is mixing up the two. Thermal cracking equals high temperature, high pressure, no catalyst, makes alkenes. Catalytic cracking equals moderate temperature, slight pressure, zeolite catalyst, makes aromatics and branched alkanes. Drill that distinction until it's automatic. Now for the big one, free radical substitution. This is the mechanism by which alkanes react with halogens like chlorine in the presence of ultraviolet light. The mechanism has three stages: initiation, propagation, and termination. Initiation, UV light provides energy to break the chlorine-chlorine bond by homolytic fission. This means each atom gets one electron from the shared pair, forming two chlorine radicals. The dot represents the unpaired electron. This is a crucial mark point. If you write the dot on the wrong atom, you lose the mark. Propagation. This is a two-step chain reaction. Step 1. A chlorine radical attacks a methane molecule. The chlorine radical takes a hydrogen atom, forming hydrogen chloride and leaving a methyl radical. Step 2. The methyl radical attacks a chlorine molecule, taking one chlorine atom to form chloromethane and regenerating a chlorine radical. Notice how the radical produced in step 1, the methyl radical, is the reactant in step 2, and the radical produced in step 2, the chlorine radical, is the reactant in step 1. This is what makes it a chain reaction. The radical is never consumed overall, it just keeps cycling. Examiners specifically look for this linkage between the two propagation steps. A critical mistake I see all the time. Candidates write the propagation steps producing hydrogen gas instead of hydrogen chloride. Remember, the chlorine radical takes a hydrogen from methane to form HCl, not H2. The chlorine ends up in the HCl molecule. Termination. The chain reaction ends when two radicals collide and combine to form a stable molecule. There are three possible termination reactions. Two chlorine radicals combine to give chlorine gas, two methyl radicals combine to give ethane, and a chlorine radical plus a methyl radical gives chloromethane. Any combination of two radicals counts as termination. Right, let's talk exam strategy. Here are my top tips for this topic. Tip 1. In boiling point questions, always use a two-part answer. State that van der Waals forces are stronger due to more electrons and greater surface area, then state that more energy is required to overcome these forces. Both parts are needed for the mark. Tip 2. When writing free radical substitution mechanisms, always check that your radical dot is on the carbon atom in the methyl radical, not on the hydrogen. Placing the dot on the wrong atom is one of the most penalized errors in this topic. Tip 3. For cracking questions, the command word matters. If the question says state the conditions, you need to give temperature, pressure, and catalyst, all three. If it says explain why a zeolite catalyst is used, you need to mention its porous structure and large surface area. Tip 4. Memorize the catalytic converter equation and both flue gas desulfurization equations. These appear as one mark recall items and are easy marks to bank. Tip 5. In propagation steps, always show the chain reaction linkage. Examiners award a mark specifically for showing that the radical produced in step 1 is consumed in step 2 and vice versa. Common mistake alert. Do not say that covalent bonds break during fractional distillation. Fractional distillation separates alkanes by boiling point. Only the intermolecular forces are overcome, not the covalent bonds within the molecules. This is a classic error that costs candidates marks every year. Okay, quick fire time. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then I'll give the answer. Question 1. What type of bond fission occurs in the initiation step of free radical substitution? Homolytic fission. Question 2. What catalyst is used in catalytic cracking? Zeolite. Question 3. What are the two propagation steps in the chlorination of methane? Step 1. A chlorine radical plus methane gives hydrogen chloride plus a methyl radical. Step 2. A methyl radical plus chlorine gives chloromethane plus a chlorine radical. Question 4. Why do branched alkanes have lower boiling points than straight chain isomers of the same molecular formula? Branched alkanes have a smaller surface area for contact, so van der Waals forces are weaker and less energy is required to overcome them. Question 5. Write the equation for the catalytic converter reaction removing nitrogen oxides and carbon monoxide. 2 moles of nitrogen monoxide plus 2 moles of carbon monoxide gives nitrogen gas plus 2 moles of carbon dioxide. How did you do? If you stumbled on any of those, go back and review that section. Those are exactly the kinds of questions that appear in AQA papers. Let's wrap up with the absolute must-know points for alkanes. 1. Alkanes are saturated hydrocarbons with the general formula CnH2n plus 2. Their only intermolecular forces are van der Waals forces. 2. Boiling points increase with chain length because van der Waals forces are stronger, requiring more energy to overcome. Branching decreases boiling points. 3. Complete combustion gives carbon dioxide and water. Incomplete combustion gives carbon monoxide and soot. Catalytic converters convert nitrogen monoxide and carbon monoxide to nitrogen gas and carbon dioxide. 4. Thermal cracking uses high temperature, high pressure, no catalyst, and produces alkenes. Catalytic cracking uses moderate temperature, slight pressure, zeolite catalyst, and produces aromatics and branched alkanes. 5. Free radical substitution has 3 stages. Initiation with homolytic fission by UV light, propagation as a 2-step chain reaction, and termination when 2 radicals combine. Always put the radical dot on the carbon in the methyl radical. That's everything for alkanes topic 3.2. You've got this. Keep practicing those mechanism equations, and remember, in the exam, be explicit, be precise, and always link cause to effect. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.